very familiar scripture. I'm just going to pull a little something out of here, and we're going to move on, amen, over to Corinthians. But I want to, St. Mark chapter number 5. The Bible said, let's read, you know, we know the story here, verse number 1, and they came over into the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes, and when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. Always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. Here's what my text tonight, part of my text, verse number 6. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. Amen. He ran and worshipped him. Turn over to 2 Corinthians. Let's look at a scripture here in 2 Corinthians. Amen. First Corinthians chapter number 9 and verse number 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain. And every man that striveth for mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run. Not uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body, and I bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. I know it's a little strange tonight, and this is for the sisters too, and I've thought of every way that I could change this title, but I can't change it because it's in my heart. I'm going to preach for a few minutes tonight simply on this. Run, man. Run. Run, man. Run. Lord, help me to preach tonight, God. Anoint the ears to hear, the hearts to receive. God, take this little simple thought. I don't claim that it's something dynamic, God, but if it's what somebody needs, that's all I care. Touch a heart, a life, a soul in this service tonight, and fill these altars with men and women calling upon your name, God. And I'll not fail to give you the praise, the honor, the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to preach to you first of all tonight about a man who was running from something. He was running, Brother Ryan. He was running to Jesus. But not only was he running to Jesus, he was running from something. The Bible said he was always in the tombs, day and night. Brother Shane, if that's too loud, y'all just give her a cut. I'll cut these down just a little bit. He was always in the tombs, night and day, cutting himself. And we have preached many times, Brother Willie, about this man we call the demoniac legion, the demoniac of Gadara. But Brother Ryan, as I begin to feel this, and my text tonight where I started was really where I had started reading, begin to feel this, was there in 1 Corinthians. Paul said, everybody that runs doesn't obtain. And Tony was talking to me the other day as he sat here, and he began to talk to him. He said, me and Willie was talking about everybody that goes to church ain't going to make it to heaven. I thought how true that is. And he said, everybody, there's a lot of people that claim to be in this race, but everybody's not going to make it to the finish line. You know, serving God is kind of like a marathon. It's not like a race where you run and only one person. It's he that endures to the end, Brother Willie. The same shall be saved. Amen. The race is not to the strong or the swift, the Bible said, but he that endures to the end. You don't have to be the fastest runner to win in this race. You've just got to be one that will not quit. Amen. I feel like preaching to some people here tonight. Amen. I want to preach first of all to some of you who are running from some things. Amen. I want to tell you to run, man, run. Amen. You are running from temptation. You are running from a past that the devil wants to drag you back into. You are running from the heartache and the pain. And so many times the old wily devil, he doesn't remind you of the pain. He only reminds you, amen, of the good times that you used to have. He doesn't remind you of the sorrow. He doesn't remind you of the lonely nights and the long hard days. Amen. And his slavery grip. Amen. But I want to tell somebody here tonight, amen, you started out on a journey. Amen. You started running for something, but you're also running from something tonight. Amen. Some of you are running from depression. Amen. Some of you are running from, amen, addictions. Amen. Some of you are running, oh God, amen, from past hurts and past scars. And I come to preach for a few simple minutes tonight on run, man, run. I come to tell you ain't no time to slow down. The devil's telling you you ain't never going to get away. The devil's telling you you ain't never going to make it. But I want to tell you every time you come to this church and every time you kneel in this altar, you're gaining ground on the devil, and you're getting farther from that past, and you're getting farther from that pain, and you're getting farther from the enemy. I come to tell somebody to run. I come to tell somebody don't quit. I come to tell somebody you can make it if you want to. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Amen. The Bible said he had his dwelling among the tombs. He had a horrible past. Amen. He had horrible memories. The Bible said he was in the tombs night and day, Brother Stobbs, and he was cutting himself, and he was crying, Brother Hunter. Amen. And that's all he had was pain. But the Bible said something, that I've seen it and I've read it, but just kind of stuck out to me a little bit, Brother Ryan. The Bible said when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran. Come on here now. Amen. He didn't walk, Brother Nathan. He didn't mosey down there. He didn't say, well, if I get a chance, I might find out what he's about. But when he saw an open door of escape, Brother Ryan, he took off a running. Hey, great God, what are you doing? I'm doing two things. I'm running towards something, but I'm running from something. I'm running from the nights in the tombs. I'm running from the times I've cut myself. I'm running from the tears. I'm running from the addiction. I'm running from the pain. I'm running from the problem, Brother Rod. That God inside. If I'd have been there that day, I'd have said, run, man, run. That God, you think there's hope for me? Well, there ain't no, you ain't going to win here. You ain't never going to amount to nothing in the tombs. I'd run if I was you. That God, you think that man can help me? I believe I'd give him a chance. I'd run. I said, I'd run. That God inside. You're going to die if you stay here. You're going to go down if you stay here. Run, my God, run. Woo. I want to preach to somebody tonight. I want to tell somebody in this place, don't go back. However far you've got, Brother Brent, I ain't far as I want to be. However far you've got, that's much distance you got between you and the devil. Woo. Hallelujah, Brother Johnny. Hallelujah. Wait, man, you said I want to be closer to God. And that's good, Brother John. I'm going to tell you something. Hey, man, you're a lot closer to him than you used to be. And you're running from something, boy. Woo! Hey, man, well, you ain't chewing that tobacco no more, are you? Hey, man, he said he never can quit, but you've been running, huh? And God helped you with it, didn't he? Yeah, you struggled, but you kept striding, huh? You kept running, huh? Hey, man, can't quit that drinking, whatever, huh? Hey, man, can't quit that filthy talk, but you can't you, huh? And though, Brother Johnny, you may not be where you want to be, huh? Great God, when you look behind you, huh? The tombs is dragging farther behind, huh? The darkness is falling farther away, huh? The crying in the red cot inside, huh? I come to tell you, Johnny Murphy, run, man, run, dread God. Amen. Whatever you do, don't slow down. Whatever you do, don't look back. Whatever you do, don't let the devil tell you you ain't got that far. Because you're a whole lot farther than he wants you to be. Dread God, keep running from the pain of your past. Amen. Dread God inside. I feel like telling this tonight. I know I've told it, but I can tell it tonight. Amen. I thought about, brother, if I'm too loud, brothers, cut me down. I won't be too loud now. I won't hurt nobody's ears. Listen to me, I thought about Brother Randy Webb, and I told this here, and I'm going to tell it tonight for somebody. As he walked down the highway, he said he walked down the highway, he said the devil stepped in beside him. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost to preach tonight. He said the devil stepped in beside him. His wife had left him. amen, all this problem. Here he is pastoring a monstrous big old hole in his church, 150, 200 people, pastoring a church. His wife has left him. All this problems, and the devil's right there. Your wife ain't never going to get saved. You're going under. You're going to lose everything you got, blah, blah, blah. And he said, I felt about that tall, Brother Willie. And he said, I walked down the highway, down that country road. Sometimes you know how you like to take a walk. Just that's what he was doing. He was just on the bottom. And as the devil talked and he talked and he talked and he talked, you're going down, you're going under, it ain't never going to get better. Yat, 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 yat. And all of a sudden he stopped dead in the middle of the highway. He said, hold it, devil, let me say something. He said, I want you to understand something. Somebody needs to get a hold of this tonight. He said, I want you to understand something. Everything you say may be true. I may lose my wife. I may lose my church. I may lose everything I got. He said, but you get one thing straight. I ain't never going to serve you again. I ain't never coming back to where you are. I ain't never quitting off in the Holy Ghost tonight. I ain't never quitting church. And I ain't giving up on my God. And I'm going to tell you, somebody here tonight needs to turn straight to the devil and say, you listen to me. You've been running your mouth. You've been telling me all you're going to do. You've been telling me how I'm going under. You've been telling me how you're going to wipe me out. Now you listen to me. I ain't a quitting. I'm not going back. I may lose my marriage. I may lose my home. I may lose my job. But quitting is not an option. I'm going to run. I'm going to run. I've got my eye on the prize. I'm running from something. And I'm running to something. I say run, man, run. Great God is on. Brother Ryan, I could see these old boys. They knew Legion. And they seen him streaking down through there naked. I don't mean to be funny. There he runs stark naked again. Where are you going? Just Legion running again. He runs through the tombs every night. He cuts himself all the time. And someone said, yeah, but he's never run that way before. He's running from the tombs. Are y'all hearing me tonight? There's Legion running. Well, that ain't nothing. What's different? He's running a different direction. Are y'all getting this tonight? Running ain't nothing new for a bunch of you. You've been running all your life. Huh? But you keep running back to the same old tombs. Keep running back to the same old addictions. Running back the same old depression. Running back the same old friends. Running back the same old bars. Running back the same old, come on here now. And you feel just more depressed when you get done. Come on. You're running back to the crying. Running back to the pain. Let me tell you where you need to be running tonight. You need to be running to this altar. Amen. You need to be running to the house of God. And you need to be running from those tombs. You need to be running from those friends. You need to be running from those chains. You need to be running towards help. Amen. Tonight you need to run towards God. Hallelujah. Some of you here have been running the same old circuit. You come to church, you pray a little bit, you cry a little bit, and you run right back to the old crowd. You get right back in the car, you turn on the same old music. You go right back to the same club. You go right back to the same, come on here now. You're running, but you ain't running from anything. I'm going to tell you tonight, young man, it's time you got your feet under you. And it's time you started running. But you need to start running in the right direction. There's some of you here that's running from God. God, what are you going to make me do if I come serve you? What am I going to have to do? That's at least your worries. What's the devil going to make you do if you keep running back to him? Come on here now. Oh, Brother Brent, what if I really sell out, what's that going to cost me? Don't worry about that. What's it going to cost you if you don't sell out to God? Come on here now. Amen. Amen. I just about tempted to do it here. Amen. Y'all going to think I'm crazy. I'm crazy. I know I am, so don't worry about it. Hallelujah. I'm a priest. I want to talk to you. Let me see if I can tell you here a boy that's running. Hold on just a minute. Y'all are crazy. Crazy, Anna. Michael.
Back about 10:30.
Well, we got that one. Next. I got that one, Michael.
Thomas,
Weeks ago he knelt at this altar. I said, Thomas, run to God. I'm going to ask you, Sean, am I going to call like that from you here for long? Pray for me, Brother Brent. I've got this uneasy feeling. Yeah, you are going to pray for me, Brent. I feel like I'm in trouble. Adam, is that, am I going to get this phone call from you? How you guys run down here to the altar, you pray a little bit, and you run right. Come on. I'm a priest, y'all. I ain't playing games. You listen to me. God told me to preach, and I don't run. Man, run. I come to tell you boys and girls, it's time to get your feet under you and get down this altar. Amen. You're running, but you're running in the wrong direction. Amen. There ain't nothing behind you to go back to, great God, but pain and sorrow. Amen. Nothing but tombs and crying and emptiness and groaning and moaning and cutting yourself. Amen. But I tell you, there's a friend that's sticking closer than a brother, and he stepped onto the shore tonight. I said he stepped onto the sea tonight, and he said, hey, run this way, run this way, come on, run, get God, run, man, run. Whoa, get God inside. Amen. Some of you here, God's been dealing with you. God's been saying it's time to move. Time to move up. It's time to move up. It's time to move out. It's time to shake loose. Amen. But keep dragging around. Amen. Message tonight from the sweet Holy Ghost. It's time to get to move on, brother. Things is going to fall apart on you. Get down here to the altar. Get to running towards God. And let God help you tonight. Hallelujah. Hey, Brother Brent. Got this uneasy feeling. Feel like I'm in trouble. Afraid I'm going to die. Pray for me. All right, Thomas. Come on to the church. No, I'm not ready for that. Let me run back to the tombs. Let me come on here now. I come preach you tonight, Aunt Carlene. Run, huh? Run. Glory to God. Run, Brother Tim. Run. Is this all right? Is this ain't very fancy, is it? Huh? Brother Shane, you talked about that bitterness. God was in that tonight. Run from that old bitterness. Come on here now. Keep running back in the same old pit, wallowing around the old hatred and unforgiveness. My God, get up out of there and get away from that. You don't have to die all bitter and broken and miserable and upset, hating everybody. My God, I said, get up and run. Hallelujah. Oh, listen to me. Amen. What's got you bound tonight? What's holding you in the tombs? What's keeping you from serving God? I don't know, Brother Brent. I tell you what, you ain't got no gumption in you. You ain't got no backbone. You ain't got no stickability. You won't keep running. You get up, you pray, you want to do right. You want to live right, but you don't have no gumption about you. You got to get some backbone in you and say, devil, I ain't quitting. I ain't turning back. And like I told you, Brother Webb said, you listen to me. I am never coming back to you. I ain't never going to be a drunk again. I'm never going to be, come on now. I'm never going to be a drug addict again. Devil, don't matter what you do, quitting is not an option. If I never get my marriage back, if my wife doesn't love me, if my husband doesn't love me, amen, if my friends don't want me around, if my cousins don't like me, because I won't drink and cuss and swear like they do, and make a loser of myself, that's okay. I've got my eyes on a man on the shores of Galilee. I've got my eyes on help, and I'm going to run, man, run. I'm going to run till I get to Jesus. I'm going to fall down at His feet. I'm going to say, Lord, touch me. Lord, change me. Lord, do a work in my life. Lift your hands and worship God. Ooh, let me hurry. I won't hold you long. I'm preaching on run, man. Run. Oh, God. Ooh, felt this on my heart strong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're in an old, dead, dried up church, run. You heard me. I said, run. I don't mean this wrong. This is on tape. Brother Shane ran. Have you regretted it, Brother Shane? Huh? As horrible as a pastor as I am, you mean you still... Huh? I'm on here now. When that little boy ran around this church the other night and them tears run down his face, I know the devil tried to get in and stop it. That's okay. Old Luke come around there and them tears running down his face. Great God, I'm glad you ran, boy. Praise God. Hallelujah. What's somebody going to say? There comes a time when you say, I don't care what people say. Amen. I don't mean that rude or ugly. You got to get to a point where you say, I don't care what my friends say. I don't care what my neighbors say. I don't care what everybody, I don't care what the whole holiness movement says. I've got to save my soul. I got to save my marriage. I got to save my kids. I got to save my family. They can all, in a nice, kind way, go jump in the creek. Amen. I've got to save my family. I got to go, oh, come on here now. I'm a preaching on run. Amen. Paul said, know ye not that they which run the race run all, but one receiveth the prize. Run. That you may obtain. I preached about running from something, but I want to preach to you about running for something. I come to tell somebody tonight that God's got more for you than what you've got right now. And if you'll keep a running towards a prize, God will fill you with the Holy Ghost if you don't even know how to spell it. Amen. God will fill you with His power when you don't even know what His power is. Amen. God will bring you into a life of holiness when you don't even know what holiness means. Am I going to tell you, when you get your eyes and you lock them in on the prize, and you get to running from something and running towards something, I'm going to tell you, run and run. You think it's good now, it's going to get better. God's got more for you than you can imagine. God's got good things. Don't be scared, just run. I said run towards God, run towards more of God, run towards an infilling of the power of God. Whew. Run that you may obtain. Hallelujah. I therefore so run. But Shane, you got your Bible? Come up here and help me preach tonight. Whew, glory to God. Hallelujah. Turn to Hebrews chapter 12 and grab a microphone. Praise God and preach with me here a minute. All y'all here tonight, Hebrews chapter 12. I'm fixing to close. And that is because I'm probably going to shout. And if I shout, I'm not going to be able to do nothing else. So I'll just go ahead and quit. Are y'all listening to me tonight? Brother Shane, you got a microphone. Give me Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 1, and read it.
Wherefore?
Wherefore?
Seeing we Woo. Also.
We also. Hold on now. That's me and you, huh? Me and you. We also. They told me, this is, we're not the first ones to run this race. We run. Okay, go ahead.
Are compassed about.
Woo, are compassed about. We're surrounded. Go ahead, Brother Shane.
With so great a
with
cloud.
With so great a cloud of what?
Witnesses.
Witnesses. Hold it right there. You know what that is, Brother Johnny? That's the saints of old. That's those ones that's been through the same trial you're going through. That's the one that's fought the same devil you're fighting. Amen. Wherefore, that's somebody that's been through your struggle. And they done made it to the other side, Brother Willie. And the Bible says, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about by so great a cloud of witnesses. It's heaven's grandstand. It's all those that's already won the race. It's all of those that's already made it. What's it say to do, Brother Shane?
Let us lay aside.
We got to lay aside something. Go ahead.
Let us lay aside every weight.
Every weight.
And the sin.
And the sin. Hold it right there. Amen. You want to run tonight? It's time to start shedding some of that weight that's hanging off of you. And I don't mean this weight. I'm talking about those cares of this life. The things that's keeping you from your prayer life. The things that's keeping you from your prayer time. The things that's keeping you from living right. The things that's on your mind when you come to church. Instead of having your mind on a move of God. Amen. Lay aside the weight. I'm preaching a run, man, run. If you're going to run this race, you've got to lay aside the weights and the sins. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Brother Brennan, how am I going to win? You have to lay aside the weight and the sin.
Right.
Some of you got sin in your life. And about all of us got some weight. Come on here now.
Help us, Lord.
Some of that stuff, well, Brother Markey, can you say it's sin? No, but I can tell you it's weighing you down.
Come on.
Well, Brother Markey, can you give me scripture and verse? No, I can't. But I can tell you what it's doing. It's keeping you, it's feeding your carnal man and not your spiritual man.
Look at the effect. That's
huh?
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Brother Willie, if it's keeping us from what God wants us to have, it's not good.
Right. Yeah. That's good.
Lay aside every weight. Quit sitting around asking yourself all the time, is it sin? Can you prove to me it's sin? When you really get to wanting to serve God, you won't sit around and ask yourself all the time, is it sin? You'll say, hey, if it's questionable, it's gone.
Right. Yeah,
I've got to find more. You want it, Brother Johnny? You want it? You said it tonight? Amen. I believe you do. How am I going to get it? Start throwing the weights off. Woo, glory to God. How am I going to get it? Turn the country music station off. Huh? A tear in my beard crying for you, dear, is not going to bring you any closer to God. Come on here now, walking the floor over you and you're somebody, you is somebody else's wife. It's not going to bring you closer to God. Come on here now. Oh, I thought about them old country songs up here. They used to play them at work. My God, them demons would play them things over and over. Play the same 10, 20 times a day till you can know them frontwards and backwards and sideways. And I was sitting there one day. I thought, now I know why I preach against country music. Once I see you in a different light. Amen. Somebody else's wife. Y'all listen to me now. Amen. I see you at job. And then I get in my mind. I get the fantasy. Oh, yeah. Amen. Come here and help me now. Amen. For every country song about somebody's dog in the road, there's one about stealing somebody else's wife. Amen. Or stealing somebody else's beer. Come on now. Or prop me up beside some jukebox. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, you propped up beside a jukebox, when you die, you're going to be burning in hell. Amen. I'm going to tell you what you got to do. You got to turn the country music off and find something that talks about Jesus Christ. Amen. Turn the quote-unquote Christian rock off and find something that edifies Jesus Christ. It's time to lay aside every weight of sin. Turn the television off. Open up that Bible and find something down in there that'll feed your sin sick wretched soul. Amen.
Glory to God.
Woo.
That's good.
Don't leave me, Brother Sam. I need you to help me here.
I'm with you, brother.
Sure. I got so depressed this week over television that I thought I'd preach a little bit about it tonight.
Jesus.
I got on that plane coming home playing some ungodly, filthy movie that haunted me. And it was a movie supposed to be this good movie about these people that are sold into slavery, and you adults know what I'm talking about. Brought from other countries, and that is for real. And unfortunately, though, they had to show the children being molested so that we could understand all about it. Come on here now. The vivid details. I closed my eyes. I turned my head. I go, oh, God. That haunted me in my sleep. Then I walked into Roy and Glory's over night, and they don't know no better. And they're sit there watching at the bottom of the screen, said Lifetime. They got a TV as big as that back wall about, looks like. You can't hardly turn your head from it, and I try to turn it off or turn it down. They're watching some movie about catching this serial rapist. And of course, they got to show the scenes, you know. Are y'all here tonight?
Yeah.
And I walked out there, my spirit was so vexed, brother. My spirit was so empty and drained. I said, my God, what's filth and horror? Hello, y'all listen to me tonight. I know somebody said, well, I'm just watching this or that. And you know what? There's probably people who never watched nothing but Fox News. And you know what? I don't know if Fox News is sitting in hell, but I can listen to it on XM, and I don't have to see the beer commercials. Or some naked woman in a bikini walking down the beach bringing lust into my heart. Oh, y'all quiet on me, but you know I'm telling you the truth. You might as well say amen or old me, whichever makes you feel better.
Amen.
Come on here now. Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. I'll watch it just like you. If I'm sitting there, I'm going to look at it.
Sure.
I'm not going to stand you some saint here and say, bless God, I can turn my head. It bothers me. And guess what I do, Brother Willie? I sit there and I watch things I shouldn't watch if I'm there. Now, I know y'all don't. I know you jump up every time, turn them commercials off. You lying dog, you right in the house of God. Ain't you afraid to lie like that in church? You know you don't. And some commercial for some promiscuous activity, or I got to be careful, I got children here. Oh, God, help me. You know what I'm talking about. And I thought, my God, no wonder we can't have revival. Hey, I'm going to tell you, folks, I ain't going to lie to you. It bothers me. I'm going to tell you, hey, Brother Brent, if I see a man catch a football, no, I'm not, but what about when he walks out in the middle field and gives everybody the middle finger, my little boy's sitting there? Don't even tell me they don't do it. You know better. Huh? And again, we talked about it, and Brother Shane was telling me what GoDaddy was, some kind of a server or something, ain't it? Some computer. Now, why would you need to put naked women on a screen to sell a computer server program? But sitting right there eating pizza after church the night of the Super Bowl, they got some crazy commercial in there for GoDaddy, and these women are walking around. You see it, Brother Ryan? I'm thinking, my God, my kids don't need to see this.
Yeah.
Are y'all listening? Because they think the only things that sells is when they can take a woman and degrade her down to nothing but a piece of trash.
Yeah, piece of
you
trash.
Y'all listen to me. My wife ain't a piece of trash. She's not walking around showing everybody her flesh. Are y'all understanding me? That's my baby. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost to preach a while. What are you saying, Brother Brent? I'm here to tell you, if we'll hit our knees, we can run. I'm here to tell you, you say, I want to make it, Brother Brent. Well, listen, whatever's weighing you down, Brother Brent, I struggle with lust, and get anything in your life that'll cause you to fall into lust, get it out. Amen. You can't go back. You got to run, man. Run. Great God, he said, lay aside every weight and sin. They're waiting on us. Heaven is cheering us on. We can make it. Hallelujah. We're compassed about by a great cloud. Lay aside every weight and sin and what?
That does so easily beset us.
It's so easily. We fall into it so easily.
Right.
And do what? You are awful quiet on me tonight.
And let us run.
Let us run.
Right.
I'm on here now. Let us run. Brother Brent, you're being hard on me tonight. I'm not being hard on you because I don't love you.
That's right.
Being hard on you because I want you to do something for God.
That's right, brother. That's right.
Come on now. I went down to the jail yesterday. Thank you, Brother Shane. Run this race with patience. I went down to jail yesterday. I was telling Brother Hunter about this. Their dress code in that jail to be able to see an inmate, 90% of the churches in this town, the women, could not have gone in to visit an inmate in that prison. They don't care about the Bible. They don't care about what's right and wrong. A monstrous sign on the wall. No sleeveless shirts. What? Who's preaching that? County jail. Shirts must have sleeves. No halter tops. No tank tops. No shorts. Who's that preaching? County jail. No mini skirts. Well, that means if they long as they go down about 2 inches past my underwear, I'll be all right. No, they went ahead and clarified it. Dresses must be below the knee. Y'all thought I was hard. I might have tightened up a county jail's preaching more holiness than I am. Huh? Why do they preach that, Brother Shane? Because they know that it will incite the lust in those inmates. You girls, when you walk in here, you dress in a way that does not incite the lust of these men. Why? Because they are not allowed. You're going to build a fire in them that can't be put out. You're going to put a desire in them that cannot be satisfied. And why, Brother Brent, why do you want us to dress holiness an entire? Why? Because I don't want you inciting a lust in every man you walk past. Boy, y'all are quiet in here tonight. You say, Brother Brent, why are you preaching this? Because I can't let that county jail out preach me. We need to dress properly. Sisters, dress right. Come on here now. I sat down in the plane. I sat down in the seat, and there's this TV screen right there about that far from my face. Okay. And so they're showing us the, what do you call them, the not the Dove Awards, what's them things with them, not Grammys, when they give out the movie awards or whatever, Oscars, and they got the red carpet. You never seen so much show of nakedness in all your life. I bet I had to turn around and sit in a seat backwards. Huh? I didn't know where to turn it off. I found the button after a while right there beside my seat. Turn it off. What in the world? I looked at them, and this one girl come out there, and when she stood in front of you, she looked like a holiness girl. I said, wow, she might be holiness. Had her hair up in a bun, too. It was a fancy bun. Until she turned around, and the split went all the way up to there. I had to turn around and see it again. Lord, help us, Jesus. I guess there ain't no holiness people at the Oscars after all. Come on here now. Now, why would you wear a dress to your down to, I mean, literally to the floor and split all the way up to there for one reason, to catch everybody's eye of every man that you walk past. That's the only reason. Every time it opened and closed, it was inviting that man to take a look. Hey, I didn't even plan on preaching this. Ain't this good, though? Man, don't you like this? Think of all you got all this for $5. What a deal. Hallelujah. I didn't even count, Brother Hunter, singing. That was worth $20 right there. You had to pay $20 to go hear that at the concert somewhere. Huh? What are you saying, Brother Brent? Let's get to running. Lay aside every weight and sin. That does so easy. And run. Brother Shane, we don't want to look like a world. If the county jail will county jailer can understand what incites lust in a man. We that claim to be saved ought to have some conscience and say, I don't want to dress a way that's going to catch the eye of every man I walk past. Hello? We ought to want to dress godly. You men ought to want to act in a way that doesn't flirt with every girl you walk by. Come on here now. Oh, y'all help me. Y'all quiet. Let us run. What are we doing, Brother? But I got to quit standing your feet tonight. We're doing two things, Brother Shane. We're running from something, and we're running to something. Hallelujah. I stood there tonight over a man dying. Kenneth Taylor. I can remember that name. I got a pastor friend of that name. And you know, I don't know if he knows anything about God. He's a rough old character. But I told him this. There is a better place. There's a better. Friend, if I could get you to wanting to go to heaven, then I can tell you about a place you got to run from. Hallelujah. This whole world's temporary. That's what I told him, Brother Willie. The devil says, Willie, you need this and that and the other. How in the world are you going to go the rest of your life without getting you another woman off? I ain't worried about that devil. This whole world's temporary. I got my eyes set on something permanent. I'm running something. You're a fighter, Willie. When you make up your mind you're going to do something, you're going to do it. Take that fight. Turn it over to your Christian walk. Say, devil, there ain't nothing too hard. I'm going to serve God. Some of this stuff, really, as you come, you're going to learn the new things. You're going to hear things. It's okay. You don't have to grow up all overnight. We don't have to. But as we learn, we just keep praying. God, draw me closer. Brother, Sister Shiflett, you come here. I don't mean this ugly, but where you been, you ain't been hearing much holiness preaching, have you? But you're wonderful people. You're my friends. Brother Brent's got one desire for you that we can make. But Tim, we're running, buddy. We're running. We're running from something. We're running towards something. You believe that? Don't be discouraged tonight. Say, Brother Brent, well, this or that or the other. Hey, I didn't come here to beat you down. I come here and say, listen, we got to get rid of this. We got to throw off this weight and that way. Let's come on. Let's get on. You know I've told you. Anybody here tonight think I ain't told you the truth? Someone said, well, you could have said it better. You can always say it better. But I said it in a way you can understand, right? And I do love you. Let's run. See, Brother Brent, how can I say this right? There's no need in talking about all the other churches in Martinsburg and how they're going downhill if we're doing the same things that go the same way. This is now the only holiness church in Martinsburg. I didn't say we was the only people going to heaven. I didn't say there ain't no other holiness people in the world. But this is the only holiness church in Martinsburg. But it didn't used to be. What happened? Somebody started running in the wrong direction. Somebody started piling on the weights, Brother Tim. Somebody started piling on the sin. And all of a sudden, they wasn't no longer had their eye on the prize. They was like Lot's wife. They was looking back towards Sodom. If you was here tonight and you had cancer, would you want to go to the doctor and him look at you and say, well, what you need to do? You ain't got no problem. Go home and take a Tylenol. That would sound better, wouldn't it? That would sound better than him looking at you and say, you got cancer. And if you don't get rid of it, it's going to kill you. Well, that there hurts a little bit. But guess what? If I got cancer, tell me about it. If there's something that's going to keep me from making it to heaven, tell me. Because the only alternative to making it to heaven is going to hell. And there ain't nothing, I said there ain't nothing or nobody worth going to hell over. Say it with me. I said nothing or nobody worth going to hell over. Whew! I want somebody to say, I'm going to run on. Say it, I'm going to run on. I can't hear you. I'm going to run on. I'm going to run on. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Run, man, run. Head God in Zion. I'm here to tell you, we're heading somewhere, folks. Paul said, I don't fight as one that beats the air. I'm not shadow boxing. I'm fighting for real. I'm fighting the devil. He said, I run. Not uncertainly, but I run with my eye. Two quick stories. Brother Nathan's getting us a song. There was a man that would run a race. And it didn't matter how far back he seemed to be in that race. When it reached a certain, when he would turn a certain corner, When everybody else was slowing down, he would pick up speed. They pulled him aside one night and they said, "Man, what in the world? What's the deal with you?" He said, "It's not hard." He said, when I get around that track and I can see the finish line, he said, "I throw my heart over the finish line and I run to where my heart is." Hallelujah. That's what you got to do tonight. You got to throw your heart over the finish line and run to where your heart is. Get your heart on home. Get your heart up. This world is, it's in chaos. Song said, "I don't want to get adjusted to this world. I don't want to fit in down here, Brother Willie. I don't want to fit in with this crowd. I hope that I stick out like a sore thumb. No, I have no desire to be holier now or walk around." No, you know that. But I want to stick. When I sit, me and my wife go to Walmart, I want people to say, "Oh, them people, they're different." That's what you are. What's different about it? He's just running. He's going somewhere. He ain't worried about anybody on the left or the right. He's got his eyes on it. And the second story that I love to tell, Sister Myrtle Powell, Sproul lady, probably 75, never had a party, been a sick day that I'd ever seen her. And she told her kids one night, she said, "I had a dream." She said, "I dreamed I was standing at the gates of heaven. I seen my mama, seen my daddy, seen my brothers and sisters, and I seen Jesus." She said, "And I started to walk in, and something was holding on to my clothes." She said, "I turned around, and it was all you kids. Don't leave us, mama. Don't leave us." She said, "Now kids, I'm telling you, I'm only here for a little bit longer for you kids. You better love mama like you. Sit down. See, ain't hurt you. Feel me? If your feet sore, you don't feel me to sit back down. Aunt Carlene's got a bad back. Don't be. I told that to Shirley last night. Don't be offended. You, especially when I get long-winded like this." And I said, "Brother Willie," she said, "I'm only here for a little bit longer for you kids." They said, "Oh, mama, you ain't never been sick a day in your life." And probably 2 or 3 months later, massive heart attack, in a coma, laying in the hospital. Open heart surgery, no good. Semi-conscious, laying there, days. Finally, that oldest girl leaned over and she said, "Mama, do you see them pearly gates?" And that semi-conscious woman went, "Mama, you see your mom and daddy? Oh, mama, you see brothers and sisters? Mama, you see Jesus?" She leaned down. She said, "Run, mama. Run. Run as fast as you can. Run through them gates." She took 2 or 3 more breaths. She made it through. Tell you, Brother Johnny Murphy, run, man, run. We're going somewhere, buddy. This whole world's passing away. You feel this tonight? Whew, great God. You feel this, Brother Willie? You gonna run? I believe you are. Sister Nett, you gonna run? Running from some things. Leave more things behind. Get as far away as you can. Get y'all on the prize. We got somewhere. This whole world's gonna be gone after a while. No matter how bad it gets, it's gonna be over before we know it. We're going to run through them gates. My papa liked to run. He's about 83 and he liked to run around the church. See, you're just a spring chicken. Huh? He wasn't very fast. And the older he got, his legs got bad. Old Adam and them old legs got stopped up in them veins. His legs hurt. We'd take out around that church and running all of us boys, and there'd go papa. "If you sang, that will be a happy day when the clouds have passed away. From my cares I shall be free when the home gates swing open for me." You couldn't hardly sing it. He'd take off running. There at the end, 82, 83 years old, sometimes he'd only make it halfway around, right? Whew. He'd have to stop and walk. "Nathan, I'll never forget old Brother Routon called me. He said, 'I heard about your papa dying, boy.' I said, 'Yeah, I miss him.' And I'll never forget what he said. I might run right now, Brother Shane. I feel this old me." He said he's probably still running. Whew. Red God is up. He said he's probably still running. I wish he's here tonight. I'd like to hold him. I'd like to hug him and tell him I love him. But he's probably running. Red God is up. Woo! Seeing we are compassed about us. So, hey, Brother Ryan, you going to quit? We can't quit. Why? Because Papa's up there. And he's saying, "Run, man, run. It's prettier than you ever imagined. It's more beautiful than anything you've ever tired? His old heart's good? No more bypass? You got anybody? Y'all got anybody on the other side? Any of you? Got a mama, dad, an aunt, an uncle, grandma? You got somebody over there? I feel the Holy Ghost. I know I said I'm closing, but I can't hardly quit. I feel too good. You know what they're doing right now? They're looking down on you. You know what they're saying? Run on, Sister Ron. That's what they're saying. That old grandma of yours, she's still alive. A little shouting woman, my, what a saint of God. If she's here tonight, she'd say, run on, Rhonda. I ain't got too many grandkids that's still in the race. She'd say, run on, hon. Don't quit now. She'd say, I'm proud of you. Old Grandma Fraser, she's here and she'd shake that hand like that, and she'd say, run! A bunch has quit. A bunch has gave up. You got anybody over here that you know some old saint of God? Sister Pam, they're looking at you tonight. They say, I don't care how hard it gets. I don't care how tough it gets. You know some of them old saints, Brother Tim, that's over there? Huh? What do you think they're saying tonight looking at you? What do you think they said when they seen you come here and go up that altar? Run, boy, run! Woo, feel the Holy Ghost tonight. I believe I run myself. Hallelujah. Woo! I'm running on with Jesus. I'm going on. And when the streets turn to gold, then I'll know I'm home. I started out in faith. And one day you'll see this race that I'm running. It's going to bring me victory. Lift your hands and worship God tonight. And pray that preacher will hush up. Hallelujah. Adam, Papa's looking at you too, boy. Like you'd make it. He'd tell you, you ain't never seen nothing so pretty as this place. Sean, somebody's looking down on you, boy. They're saying, run, boy. Run from that hell. Run from that pain. Run to God. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. There's one person that feels like coming to this altar. Amen. And running from something. You get out of your seat and run to this altar right now. Hallelujah. Brother Johnny, you cry a bucket of tears on that altar, boy. You ain't got nothing to be ashamed about this church. Hallelujah. Anybody else feel like running tonight? I feel like running, Brother Brady. Woo! 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 Somebody lift your hands and worship God. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Great God, if you know somebody that's went on to glory, I want you to think about them right now.